up, everybody? Back to the Avery Selection Show. I'm Trey. This is Bobby. What is this, week three for us? Week two in high school football is upon us. Last week, I'm winning. Got winning records. It's not the greatest, but I got winning records, so I can't complain about it. Dad's kicking my tail, as he probably usually does, so it's okay. Dad, you doing all right? Have a good week? Feeling okay?
Hey, man. I'm fine, man. I just got off the road from Memphis, baby. Go Tigers. 45-7 over Chattanooga.
I didn't know. I watched very little college football this week. Man, again, I don't know, man. I ain't got the love of the game like I used to. I don't know what's wrong.
You're going through saving withdrawals.
It's not even that. I just watching the game. Now I just watch the game like a fan. I'm just watching. I watched a little bit from the morning games. I watched a little bit of the afternoon games. And I don't even think I watched any night games last night. I played 2K. That's what I was playing, 2K.
Well, I understand,
man. I don't think me and my friends, every time we get on the game, I don't think I laugh as hard as I do than the time before. And then we was reminiscing about the Matt Scott days at Gadsden City.
I know how that goes.
Because remember, he took them down to Coleman, I think, my sophomore year. And I was in concussion protocol, so I didn't go. And apparently a lot happened on that trip.
Don't discuss it. Don't discuss it.
The only thing I can discuss, somebody threw up in somebody's shoes.
Boys being boys. Huh? Yeah, it'd be all right.
So, some of that stuff happens. Like you said, some things can't discuss, won't discuss it just because y'all don't need to know.
Right.
But that's the introductions. Y'all know Trey, it's Cool Bob over there. It's not too much to talk about in week two, especially going into high school football. But football in general is almost in full swing. We got high school football. It's in full effect. College football finally in full effect. There were some big upsets in week one of college football, some things like that. So the thing I want to talk about with that is you got fans and there's always overreactions, especially people that didn't play the game. So you got teams. I know the big one, everybody's like, well, Alabama, they're terrible. They're awful this year. Overreactions. Nick Saban's gone. It's year two. I think that discussion, it needs to be over with. People are going to react. So what do you say to those fans, especially the ones that have never strapped up pads, not even at the high school level, that overreact, oh, they look like this, they're going to be bad the whole entire year?
You know how it goes, man. Fans are fans because they're passionate, but they don't understand the work and the stuff that go behind everything. But Alabama's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. The boy will figure it out. If he don't, he'll figure it out. Then he'll be gone. So either way, he'll figure it out. Just like my boys at Gadsden City, everybody don't know what's going on, but they're going to be fine. That'd be fine.
And to me, it's just people, the fans especially, they're just like, if it doesn't go how they, because you can't count on the spring, the summer, and fall camp narratives until you actually put on the pads against somebody else. You've been hitting your teammates for months now. You know what your teammates going to run, offense, defense, respectively, both. You can't really say anything. Now that you got some actual film against the people on Florida State, they were 2-10 last year. We understand that. But Gus Malzahn with the running quarterback that runs a 4-1 flat, that's a dangerous, dangerous combination. And they got some tools to work with it. So I think Florida State, this is a very, very, very early take, but you could possibly see a playoff caliber team in Florida State. So I think the overreactions are just a little too much right now.
Oh, yeah. Florida State's going to be fine. Mike Norvell's a great coach, man. He was come from Memphis, so I'm familiar with his style. He added Gus to it, so hey, they're gonna be dangerous all year. So people understand probably about week six, they want that loss by Alabama won't look so bad.
Yeah. And my thing is, if this is the worst Alabama plays this whole year, I think they'll be fine then. Because like I said, I didn't watch the game a lot. I kept up with everything because I have to for my job, of course. But it's just a lot of people, they look not physical, they look slow. Because there's sometimes with teams, especially the Alabama's, the Ohio State's, Texas's. There's some guys that think just because they have that name on their chest, nobody's going to punch them in the mouth. Now, week one, you got to go to a hostile environment and you get punched in the mouth. So now you got to look, do you want to keep being a puncher back the whole year, or are you going to actually, all right, we got to strap up and do what we're supposed to do?
I believe they'll strap up and do what they're supposed to do,
And like I said,
time with
top of the show. Not too much to talk about, but we are on a streak watch, me and Dad call it. Columbia High School up in Huntsville. Man, I thought this was the one. It was 0-0, I think 7-0 going into the half by Clay Chalmers. I thought this was the one. Now the losing streak, unfortunately, is going up to 93 games.
Right.
And I personally believe that last week might have been their only chance for the year. Don't ever want to doubt any kids and anything, but that's just me being realistic. Sammy Coates has got a tough, tough thing to do on his hands.
Yeah, they start region play this weekend. They pick last to come in the region, so they're not. Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Columbia, listen, tough. I promise you got fans in us. We're rooting for you. I don't want to see this get the triple digits. That would hurt my heart. So you got some fans for the Avery Selection Show.
Your heart might be hurt.
I know. I'm rooting for you anyway. I promise that.
I am too, man. Oh, boy. That was their shot. Friday night was their shot. They should have took full advantage for it. They should have brought everybody in the community. They should have, they had a shot, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I think shots are over.
Who's in their region? Who do they have?
Oh, they're in the region with Muscle Shoals. Ooh. Up there in Region 7.
They're 6A?
They're 6A. Muscle Shoals, Hartsel. Coleman, Athens.
They might get Athens. They might get Athens.
They're in trouble.
I tried.
Hey, you got to show them some love, but hey, it's going to be a long season.
I do appreciate
it. I watched the film on the first game a little bit. I had to turn it off, and you know why I turned it off. After I seen them one play, I was done. But they did look like they had about 40-some guys, so they still hanging in there.
It's not
they
enough. Got people that's, playing. Not, that's not enough for big boy football, though.
I know, but hey, you expect a team on a 9-3 losing streak to have about 20 guys on the team. And you know what I mean?
That's also a plus.
Yeah,
I appreciate Columbia. I appreciate you giving us a headline to talk about each week. I was struggling to find one. You gave us one that we consistently talk about, so I do appreciate that.
A couple of games we picked last week got some topics in it, so you know.
Yeah, we'll hit those in a little bit because, like you said, there is a couple that's got some. It's like, question every week from the show. I'm going to ask that a question. I hadn't told him this one. It's nothing crazy as usual, but the question is. Now that region plays here, what are you telling the players? Especially, we'll start first with some of them that had some big non-region wins. So what's the conversation now that you got the two non-region games, your season's in full effect now as you head into region play?
You got to look at it as your 0-0, man. That's a preseason to me. You know, you play your non-region games, try to get ready for what counts. You know, nobody's going to remember you lost those non-region games if you win the region, you know. They're going to put you as a one seed in the playoffs and set all good in the world. So, I mean, you want to play tough competition in your non-region. Why would you schedule, say, Columbia and beat them 60-0? You hadn't accomplished anything, you know what I mean? So, I'm a firm believer of tough competition non-region, and let's get ready for the region.
So, now that, you know, they've had these big wins, they've pulled these out. Now, what's the mindset after they've had some, maybe a couple of big non-region losses? Gaston City is sadly a part of that part of the question. You know, now we're getting into the actual part of the schedule that matters to make the playoffs, potentially make a state championship run. So what do you say to the players? All right, we got knocked around a little bit the first couple games of the season, but now we're heading into the meat of the season. So what's the mindset? What's the conversation now?
Oh, yeah, you just got to focus on what the task at hand. You know, the goal is to win the region to make the playoffs. So you can't linger on those two losses, you know what I'm saying? And plus it was a good team, really, you know, two top-ranked teams, you know. And you can call me crazy. I was at the game, man. We blocked better against Hewitt than we did the first week, even though we lost worse, you know what I'm saying? But as long as I see improvement, I'm cool. Let's go.
A lot of people don't understand with Hewitt, too. It doesn't matter if Hewitt's in a down year, up year. Hewitt's going to be Hewitt. They play fast. I had to witness it firsthand for multiple years. I think I was 1-2 against Hewitt. And every team, they're going to, from that year, from the first time we played them, they play even faster the next year. And now with the they have a great strength and conditioning program down there at Hewitt. I think it's been the same guy. It's been down there the last 6-7 years, I believe. So, and Hewitt's a really good team. 56-0. Look, 56-7. It looks bad. But like Dad, like right. he said he was at the game. He said they blocked better. So maybe they got some confidence even in a loss.
Right. Right. Yeah. We'll talk about it next week. All right, man. Week two. Well, week one. But it was hooked, you know what I mean? You say what you go? I went 8-2.
Pull up the graphic. Just pull up the graphic. I'm 6-5 this week. You see the graphic. I'm 6-5. I think what are you 10-2? What was you 10-2? Whatever you
I was 10-2 last week and 8-3 this week. So yeah.
Listen, guys, I was a football player. I like to hit people in the mouth. I didn't pick games. I'm sorry. I'll get better as the season goes on and we get more film.
Yeah, exactly. The more we learn about these teams, the better it'll be. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's hard to pick off, bro. It's hard to pick the first couple weeks. You don't know what nobody got.
You don't know what anybody got. Because some of them, it was their first game last week.
Yeah.
You know, it was Hulk's Bluff first game. That, you know what I'm saying?
Punch people in the mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Both of us picked Southside, so we both lost.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You know? Yeah.
I was trying to get Southside credit, man. Coming off a loss, playing at home.
Never.
Coming back home.
Never will give them credit.
I was trying to give them credit, man.
I was hate watching. I picked, this is why I don't pick y'all. I lost, y'all, and I picked you.
I picked them too, so hey, we're going to be all right. Then we had Cedar Bluff at Collinsville.
Collins got a squad, man.
Oh yeah, they tough, man. They BTA'd them.
I think it's a quarterback wide receiver duo, man. They got a squad on them.
Hey, that quarterback wide receiver duo also some great pitchers in baseball, man. So
that's usually how it go.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh 5 game didn't go quite like we thought it was gonna be. Wasn't close.
It wasn't the first half because we was paying attention. First half it was close.
I don't know what happened in the fourth quarter, but it went ugly.
Paul Benefield said, hey, fix this. And what was the score? Wasn't the score like 60-something to 20? I think Pisgah kept the score that they had in the first half.
Yeah, it was 60-24, I think it was.
Because it was like 69, it was like 29-24 at half. And it's a close game. And then Paul Benefield said, hey, fix this. This ain't right. Yeah. And they scored 40 points unanswered. So that's
like I told you, week one, Fife gonna be Fife, man. You know what I'm saying? It gonna be Fife.
But I think before we go to the next one, with that, because we talked about that too, a lot of teams, they focus what made Fife so dangerous the last few years, especially they had that dog. They had Logan Anderson. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier when you got a team, their whole defensive game plan is wherever he goes, you follow him, and then their quarterback, he can boot it at any time. It can take it out the gate. Now Fife, they've had to find their identity as 2-3 people can carry the ball now, which I think could end up making them more dangerous because now Fife, because they run that old, is it wishbone wing tee that they run? They're going old school ball, and now you got 3 or 4 different people that can carry the football.
Right. That's why I told you. My comment on week one when I thought they might be better without that dog.
Yeah. Makes a lot more sense.
They put up 60 on Fife. Yeah. I mean, on Pisgah.
That makes a lot more sense.
You know what I'm saying? They put up 60, so hey, you know. But anyway, hey, the next one was Fort Payne at Gunnersville.
Yeah, well, we both called that one. That was both.
Yeah, Gunnersville won. But the next one is where you got confused at, that Oxford Moody game.
Man, listen, I was happy though.
Yeah, you was happy. I mean, you pick Oxford, but we know how you feel about him.
That was another hate watch. I was hoping you lose, and you did. Moody kind of just punched them in the mouth the whole game.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you get 15 transfers, you're supposed to be good.
The college game is moving to the high school game, and I don't like it. But Moody, man, that was me, really. I knew Moody was going to be good, but I was expecting Oxford to do Oxford things, and happily, they're not doing Oxford things right now. So I will continue to pick against Oxford the whole season.
Man, Oxford, they'll get it together. They'll get it together. You know what I'm saying?
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Yeah. The next game was Hewitt and Gadsden City, and we already talked about it. We already talked
about it. Go Titans, man. I picked Hewitt just for pig's sake, but go Titans.
Hey, Titans finna go on a run, I believe. That's just personally. Boys at Appleville.
That was, hey, it was a good game. Good game.
Appleville's playing. That's, I'm going to give them that. We both won them. You know what I'm saying?
I picked Appleville, did I not?
Yes. Yeah, we both voted. No, you might pick it. I'll pick Boaz. I'm sorry.
You picked Boaz.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry, Appleville. Yeah, I can't pick you the rest of the year. Sorry.
Yeah. Nah. 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 A-Rab and Cherokee County, we both. You picked Cherokee County too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a 25-0 game.
Yeah, Cherokee County, I expected them to pick up from last week. They, you know, they got punched in the mouth a little bit last week. Expected them to get back on the road.
Yeah, then Westbrook at Glencoe. Glencoe asked Westbrook. Steve Smith.
Both picks Westbrook, yeah. That was their first game of the season too, wasn't it?
Their first game, yeah. They beat Glencoe pretty good. West End at San Rock.
Hey, I picked San Rock. Hey, West End, hey. Hey.
I told you. Hey. I told you.
West End coming to fight.
They came in. They did a little something. They did a little something. So, hey.
Is it a culture change going on at West End, or they just got the players that they want?
They got a good look group right now. They got a good look group right now. So, hey. No, shout out to them. You know what I mean?
High school football is better around here when everybody's got a chance to be good.
Right.
Makes everything in the county. It makes the whole county look good.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. And then Pell City.
Wow. 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 Pell City. Wow.
I thought Coos was going to do it to him. I thought
Coos
And they were. Well, they were. Hey, Keelan Johnson is a... They're a four-star now.
Dog.
He over there doing his thing.
Dog.
He over there doing the thing at Coosa, man. I think he had three touchdowns out the gate, man. So
he was 1-on-1 of passing with a touchdown. He had, I think he had a rushing touchdown. I think he had two receiving touchdowns,
I think. I know he had at least three.
Dog.
I know he had at least three, man.
But, man, Pell City. But...
Scored at the end, kicked the extra point, beat them by one. You know?
But then you look at it, though. The 6A team is struggling with this 2A team.
Right.
So is it a – I mean, I guess it's a positive you won, but you went wire to wire with a 2A school.
Right.
So what do you say as a coach? What do you say to that? Like, I don't know what the conversation is with that. Are you happy with the win, or is it frustrated happy with the win?
Better be happy with a win. A win is a win, you know. He's got to get it any way you can get it. They start region play this week, so I'm gonna see.
Which region? Which region is Pell City in? What's there?
Pell City's in region six, I think, five or six, whatever region Oxford's in. I think it's six.
Ugh. Yeah, that's a tough region too.
Oh yeah. They're there and there with Oxford and Clay and Mountain Brook.
That's a No. Wouldn't want to do that at all. No. Especially with the other sports, not even just football.
Hold on, Mountain Brook might be in there with Parker. No, they played each other this week. So, no. Yeah, Clay and Mountain Brook's in the same region. Parker's in there with Gardendale and that group over in Birmingham. So.
Yeah, them Birmingham schools, man, a lot of them are good. Even though Parker's taking everybody's talent, you know, I ain't going to speak on that too much, but... You know, they kind of poaching everybody. But, man, 6A from top to bottom for the most part, probably a little bit more dominant as a whole than 7A. 7A still going to be the top dogs, of course, but 6A from top to bottom, you could say they could put up a match with just about anybody.
Yeah, you know, even some of the bottom feeders in 6A can play with lower schools, you know what I mean? But except for Columbia.
Listen, we didn't have to bring them back up again. We didn't have to do that. Before we...
93.
Columbia, I'm sorry.
I know, man.
They're not in. I don't think we have them in the picks, or we might have them.
No. We ain't got them in the pick, man.
They're playing Muscle Shoals, you know. This isn't a pick game or anything. That's just a discussion topic. Columbia, you're probably not going to get more than 5 yards on a drive.
Yeah. They're not going to be Muscle Shoals.
Well, I know that. I was talking about a drive.
I know. Muscle Shoals starters be in the sweatsuits after half, you know.
Muscle Shoals has some big dudes, too.
Yeah, they defensive front of a nice size, man. They're all right, man.
They got a receiver that looked like he was 6'8".
He was about 6'3".
On film, he looks huge.
Yeah, he looked long on film, but he's about 6'3". You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but hey, this week we got some good ones, though.
Heading into week one. Oh, wait, week two.
Week two.
Sorry, had it written down wrong. It's week two. So this is the third week of high school football. We're going to continue to let Dad. I'm going to keep letting Dad run the show because, you know, I do everything else. So I'm going to keep letting him run. Yeah, but hey, this is week two.
When the camera cut off, I'm done.
We are heading into week two. I guess I'll go do the Thursday night games. There's only a couple. Then I'll get him, let him get back to running the show. But it's third week of high school football. On paper, though, it's week two because a lot of schools here in Alabama, they do week zero. You can use it as a jamboree or you can count it towards your season. A lot of teams have started to opt in to go ahead and get their season started early. So with the week two slate, we got two Thursday night games. The first one is going to be a big one. Coosa at Southeastern. And this one is kind of a – Southeastern is, you know, that's one of the teams I'm always kind of – I don't really like them too much, but they've been showing a little bit of fight. But when it comes down to it, I still pick Coosa to win at Southeastern.
Yeah, I go up that way a lot to call volleyball. There's some good people up at Southeastern, but I think Coosa's going to be too much for them.
And then Coosa, they play some tough teams off the rip, too. So they're a little bit more battle-tested already. And that's a good thing you talked about earlier, playing the tough non-region games. You get battle-tested early in the season to give you a good gauge where you're at.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely, man. So I got Coosa on that one. Yeah.
This is a big one. Me and Dad know a pretty good bit about this one. I've played one of these teams a few times. The next game, a lot of people up north might not know too much about it, but we got Auburn at Opelika, the school that's separated by about a mile and a half.
It seems like they're sitting on top of each other, but it's a good old-fashioned hate this week, buddy.
Auburn at Opelika, they don't like each other one bit. Dad, I'll let you say your pick first. I got my pick, but let you go first.
I'm going to pick the ones you don't like. I'm going to pick Auburn, man.
Man, Auburn's been looking a little iffy on film. I'm going to go Opelika.
Hey, and that's not a bad choice.
With this one, this is in high school, there's a lot of smaller rivalry games, smaller teams that have big rivalries, but this is one of the big teams that have a true big rivalry. You can throw out record books. You can throw out, oh, they played like this last week or the week before. Right. This Auburn-Opelika game, like he said, old-fashioned hate. So I'm going to put Opelika in that one because this one is just pure hatred from each other. Like I said, a mile and a half, I think, separates the schools. They played with each other growing up. Somebody probably dating somebody's girlfriend that was at the other school. It's dirty like that. Somebody is dating somebody that, you know, their best friend or the teammate took them. It's ugly. So that's my favorite type of games.
Plus the games at Opelika. So, hey, I'm gonna stick with Auburn, but I ain't mad at that pick, man. It's good. And that's the reason they play on Thursdays. So they want to be the only game in town down that area. So they sell a lot of tickets. It'll be packed. People get there about 3 o'clock to try to get seats. So, you know, hey, it'll be a good one.
And this might be one of those atmospheres where you see probably tailgates. Gadsden City. I was lucky. We always had a good tailgate, no matter what week was, what the team was doing. But with this game, this might be one of those high school games. If you're around that area in the South Alabama this week, might want to stop by because you might find you a good old fashioned tailgate down there Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely. There's gonna be some good cooking going on. Everybody's gonna be there, man. So, and when I get through with my games Thursday, I'm gonna be watching it on the network, man. It might be on TV.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Probably 6 day, it'll probably be channel 6 day game in a week. So I'm pretty sure that won't make a TV. So if you check it out, if it's on TV, check it out. You'll understand.
All right, throw us into Friday, Pop.
Oh, Friday. But we're gonna start with the home team, man. Gadsden City first region game, playing Buckhorn.
Right, pick the Titans. Get back on the roll.
Are you gonna let me finish?
No. Titans, get back on the roll. Let's do what we gotta do.
Hey, man, I got Titans too, man. But I'm gonna tell you this, and you ain't been there in person, man. Your little brother playing ball, man.
Oh, no, hey, Braden Kittle. Learn the name. He's a dog. Dog. In on every play. 3-3 is a dog. Okay, I'm good now.
Man. Yeah, he playing some ball, man. Transferred in. He ain't have no choice. Somebody somebody wasn't going to leave him behind. So he didn't have no choice. He ain't like without recruiting or nothing like that. He just didn't have a choice. He was coming here.
But these guys, man, these Buckhorn Bucks, man, they're driving 3 hours. Give them a butt whoop them. Make them send them back home, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, then next game, they're going to be down the road, man. We got Lee. Lee coming in the south side.
You know how bad I want to put Lee? Like, I even put them in parentheses. That's how bad I want a big Lee. Give me Southside, man.
You can't do it, man.
Like, do you know how bad I want a big Lee? Like, do you know how bad I want to?
I understand. But, hey, yeah, I got to go with Southside in that game, man. You got to go with it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, big game in your area, though. Scottsboro, that boy's.
Ilson was tough. Give me the Burrow. Give me the Burrow.
You want to go with the Burrow?
They've been playing some really good football.
Yeah. Much as I love Tyler Van, man, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick Boaz to go against you, man.
That's fine. Because Boaz, they're playing some good football, too. But this will get to where we can see, because people have been saying Boaz his last couple weeks. They're saying they're not been very good. So we'll see if they're actually a true good team or if they just gotten lucky the last couple weeks.
Ah no, man, Scottsboro probably gonna beat them, but I'm just for the sake of picks, I'm gonna pick Boaz. This, you know what I'm saying? Arab at Sardis.
I'm gonna go with the Arabian Nights. I'm gonna go with the Arabian Nights on that one.
You gonna go Arab?
Yeah, they're at Sardis, but I'm gonna go with the Knights on that one. People kind of disrespecting Arab, saying they're not gonna be very good this year. This is region play though, so we'll see if they pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, I almost flipped the coin on this one, man. But I think I'm going to go with you.
The Arabian Nights. You got the Arabian Nights.
Yeah, I think A-Rab gets them, man. I love Coach Brooks up at Sardis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All love, Coach. I promise you. All love.
Got to get it together. All right. This next one, though, man. Moody at Jacksonville.
This one I actually thought about this one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I got Moody myself. I had them. That's what I had written down.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing what kind of game plan Mod draws up. We'll see, because you know he lived for these type of scenarios. Mod, he's real smart. People that don't know Mod DeRamus, he's very, 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 very high IQ smart when it comes to football. So I think he'll have a good game plan, but I feel like this is gonna be one of those high scoring affairs. Also.
Yeah. You know, Moody got 15 transfers, so. I ain't gonna keep harping on it, but you know. Oh man, what you think about this next one, man? Etowah Hoax Bluff.
I ain't picking Etowah Hoax Bluff, man. I'm not picking Etowah.
Yeah, they going to Hoax Bluff too. I got Coach Rob in that one. Man,
Hoax Bluff, they gonna get under center and they gonna punch them in the mouth. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, did I put this down right? Hold up.
What's that?
No, the next game we're going to talk about, did I pick them for real? Okay, I guess I did. Go ahead.
What, Collinsville at Fife?
Yeah, I think I wrote down Collinsville. I don't know why.
Because you must have been drinking.
I don't drink anymore, sir.
You drank some Kool-Aid or something, man. You had too much sugar in it, man.
I did have an energy drink. That might have been it. I don't know why I wrote down Collinsville. I really don't. I got 5-2. I don't know why I wrote down Collinsville.
Okay, I was going to say, you got a chance to change your mind.
Yeah. I got 5. Collinsville, I think they'll give 5 a fight, though. That's going to be a very, very good game, I think.
Collinsville ain't going to lay down, you know. No. Collinsville, that's the home of Devin George, man. Devin George, my boy. I told him we're going to get him on the show one day, man. He does high school picks himself, man.
Yeah.
He's one of my boys. He watched the show. We're going to get you on, Devin. We're going to get you on.
But yeah, I got 5 just because, man, it's hard to pick against Benefield, man. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to pick against.
Yeah. Now, this might be a dog fight. Now,
I'm going with the Etowah County boys. I'm going with Gaston. Because I don't think I picked them this year. So I finally give them my pick. I ain't picked them this year.
You picked them. Did I pick them? First game against
Asbury. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. They going to receive a bluff, man. Ugh.
I'm going to go with Gaston. Go ahead.
That's not a bad pick. I'm going to pick Cedar Bluff. So we have some opposite. I'm going to pick Cedar Bluff.
But like I said, this is region weeks, though. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Region games, it gets crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'll pick City Bluff. I'll go with them. You know what I'm saying? We got Westbrook at Sex. That's Westbrook all day
got,
in my book.
Got a Westbrook. Sex. I talked to Jeff Allen. You don't know Jeff Allen, broadcast legend in my eyes up here in Marshall County. We was talking about, I miss when Sex, when my dad coached at Anniston when I was younger, Sex, I always hear about how good they were. Played against a couple guys at Sex, you know, he was in Pee Wee. So I knew that they were going to be good. Sex, man, the last 6-7 years, man, it hasn't been a good Sex team. And I kind of miss when Sex and Anniston were both good. It just made football feel so much bigger in the state.
Well, you know, when Steve Smith left Piedmont and went to Westbrook, the guy they hired at Piedmont came from Sex.
Okay.
And a lot of those kids from Sex went to Piedmont with him.
I mean, you can't really blame the kids, though. I mean, when you find a coach you love, I mean, it's hard to, especially if you can go. Because sometimes you can't go where your coach goes, especially those coaches that move states sometimes. You know, you can't go with them. So I understand that.
Yeah, Piedmont just 15 miles down the road, so that ain't too far for them to move out, you know what I'm
saying? But, man, Sacks, I used to hear about Sacks. You know, when you were at Anniston, that was always a big game. Anniston was good. Yeah. Sacks was good. I want to see Sacks get back into when they were a very, very good team, but I just don't see that. I see Westbrook handling them fairly easily.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Then Glicko travels to J.B. Pennington. I got J.B.,
I'm gonna go with the home county boys. They've been playing some good football. I'm gonna go with the hometown. I'm gonna go Glencoe. See if they got what it's made of here and starting out in reach play.
And this next one, I might let you in on a little secret before you pick. Vestavia at Hewitt.
What's the secret?
Yeah, now before you pick. Hewitt's quarterback is out, man. We put him out. He broke his collarbone Friday night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me type something real quick. Okay. I got Vestavia. Yeah. I had Hewitt, but I didn't know that. So, yeah, I had Hewitt written down.
Yeah, Hewitt written down. Hey.
Vestavia's balling, though.
Yeah, Vestavia, man. What I tell you, when they had them ranked, they were 6-6 last year. I told you, people sleeping on that Vestavia team.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that? We talked about that because there was a couple of teams that had that, you know, had some rankings that looked kind of. They're good,
but the people that ranked them knew something we didn't know. But I kind of knew. Yeah, that Vestavia team gonna be good, man.
Because now they just beat four. They beat somebody 42-14.
I forgot who they played.
It wasn't Clay, but it was somebody.
Yeah.
Who did they beat? Who they played. Don't worry. I'll put it on the screen when I figure it out. But they, because I think it was this week and I looked and this, I said 42-4. I was like,
yeah.
Was it Auburn? I think it was Auburn.
I don't know.
I think it was Auburn I think it was Auburn that they played. And Vestavia, man.
Yeah, they beat somebody that you didn't expect them to beat.
That bad.
You know what I'm saying?
I think. Quarterback's out. I still think it'll be close. It's a close one in a parentheses as well. Vestavia, though, they're probably going to take advantage of the new quarterback coming in.
Well, you know, it's going to be at Hewitt, but the quarterback.
You're down 14-0 already, Vestavia. Just saying.
Right, and they playing at Hewitt. The quarterback that's playing is a freshman, but it's coach's son, so he know the offense. You know what I'm saying? He's good at keeping. He's like his other son. He's a running quarterback now. You know what I mean? So that might take a lot of pressure off of him.
Yeah. Nah. Still Vestavia.
Yeah. Give me Vestavia on that one, too.
So overall, we got our picks from Thursday night, Friday night. What games? We both said the Auburn-Opelika game is probably going to be one. Both kind of peeking in on if we can. But on the Friday night schedule, you'll be at the Gadsden City game, obviously. What game interests you the most on that Friday night slate?
Vestavia Hewitt. Vestavia Hewitt, man. Got to see what's happening. You know what I mean?
I want to keep a close eye on the Moody and Jacksonville, too. I feel like we can get a high scoring affair there.
Hey, maybe. I don't know who the QB at Jacksonville is, but hey, if he can throw it a little bit, might have put it in the air. You know that.
So, that's week three for us. What a long show this week, man. Somebody give me some headlines. We ain't got nothing to talk about. Alabama's terrible. Auburn thinks they're just the greatest team in the world. You know, they're just as delusional. Gadsden City, we're going to be on the up and up. We can talk about that too next week. But somebody give me some headlines. Give me something fun to talk about. We talked about 37U last week.
Hey, 94 next week.
I wasn't going to bring it up again.
Hey, man. Sammy got his hands cut.
Sammy, his hands are full, man. Coach, Sammy, man, we rooting for you, dog. But you got a tough. It's going to be 94 next week. I'm sorry.
94.
Hey.
Hey, Columbia got as much a chance of winning this game Friday night as winning this $1 billion lottery.
Now, he's going to be funny. Somebody we know wins it. Then you're going to be like, well.
Yeah. Hey, if I win it, I'm telling you, show over with, man. We ain't filming nothing.
Where we going? Where we going? Where we
going? Off the grid. I think when we can film it, it'll be some palm trees and sand in the background.
You're going to see Dad drinking out of a coconut. Hey, we ain't going to tell you that we won, but there will be some signs.
There'll be some signs. He's definitely right.
Hey, if you're playing 37, you still hang that up, my boy. Man, that's been week three. The Avery Selection Show. Dad, you got any closing thoughts on the show this week?
Hey, man. Hey, I've been getting some positive feedback about the show, man. Yeah. I was up in Memphis this weekend, and a couple of my guys up there said, hey, man, I love the show, man. I love the show.
Hey, we going state to state, man.
Yeah, tell somebody about it, man. Tell somebody about it.
Hey, remember.
We're going to get some special guests started coming on here in a couple of weeks.
It won't be next week. I can't tell you why, but next week, you know, show. It might be a little late. Don't know next week. I'll let you know everything with that, guys. Because I got some personal stuff that I'm excited about for myself that we hope we can get going.
No doubt.
But that was Dad's closing thoughts. Hey, remember, Jesus loves you. Keep Christ first. I love you. I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you're still here. Tell somebody you love them. And until next week, we out. Peace.